Hello, I'm Lori Watanabe, the editor of Mobility Management Magazine and your host for this Mobility Management podcast. Today I'm joined by Barry Steelman from Steelman Marketing to discuss complex rehab technology marketing in a pandemic and beyond. Barry Steelman has 30 years of experience in marketing and 20 years of experience in the DME industry. He's worked for major complex rehab technology manufacturers and has contributed to their growth from a niche player to a major force in power mobility. Barry, welcome to our podcast and thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Lauren. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
So you've been in complex rehab for 20 years, but you worked in marketing in other industries before that. CRT in our history has largely been entrepreneurial and engineering focused, with a priority on designing and building effective seating and wheeled mobility for people with disabilities. I know there are exceptions, but generally speaking, how do you think we do in CRT with our marketing efforts when you compare CRT to the marketing efforts you've seen in other fields?
Yeah, that's a good question, Lori. And like you said, this is an industry that's really based on a lot of engineering, and a lot of people that are in this industry got into this industry because they knew someone that needed a device, or they have a family member, or they just have that heart that wants to make a difference. So it's really an engineering-focused industry, and marketing kind of lags behind. However, there have been improvements in their marketing efforts since I've been in the industry, and more people are taking advantage of current technology than they had in the past, say, when I first got into the industry, especially the larger companies with the larger budgets. And smaller companies are now being forced to play catch-up. We still seem to lag behind a little bit from other industries, and that's actually kind of interesting since we are really technology-driven. I mean, you would think that we'd be right in the forefront of all those technologies, but things like social media, even websites, we kind of tend to lag behind a little bit from other industries, which is kind of unusual for our industry.
As a marketing professional, when you think of marketing, what do you think of it? What does that encompass? Is it just making sure that CRT stakeholders, such as referral sources, funding sources, our CRT clients and their families, clinicians, providers, is marketing just making sure that they know what products and services that you offer? Is that enough? Or does marketing actually mean more to you than that?
So marketing is a big umbrella, really. There's marketing and there's branding, which are really different animals. Branding is how you make someone feel about your product, your service, or your company. And then marketing is getting them to buy that product or service. Marketing in the CRT industry really is a three-pronged approach. You're trying to reach three target audiences, where in other industries, you may be able to focus on just one target audience. In this industry, we're reaching out to end users. We're reaching out to professionals, APPs, OTs, and PTs, and doctors. And then we're trying to reach a dealer base. So you really, this industry, you have to have a three-pronged approach in your marketing efforts. And part of marketing is branding, and there is a difference between marketing and branding. Branding is really how you make someone feel about your product or service, and then marketing is getting them to buy that product or service. So it's not just a logo. Really, branding is every touch point that your customer comes in contact with from your company, from customer service to your sales force to even your website. Keeping communications with your audience is really key. And it's how does your customer really feel about your company? And in this industry, I think a lot of times we assume we know, but we really don't know until we ask that question.
So as an editor, I rely heavily on receiving news from everyone in CRT, and that includes manufacturers and providers. And it's often pretty challenging for me to get into that loop so that I'm hearing from all of them. Why do you think that marketing is a challenge for a lot of CRT providers and manufacturers?
I think that's a twofold answer and breaks down to knowledge and time, basically. Most manufacturers don't understand the importance and benefit of developing a good relationship with media, and most of them don't have the time. You know, this industry, you have a lot of small companies that are wearing multiple hats, so they think their communication with the media is, okay, I sent you my ad, what else do you need for me? But the benefit helps both the manufacturer and it helps you. It helps you stay on top of current products, and it helps you develop your knowledge about what's going on in the industry. And for the manufacturer, really, it's another avenue for getting the word out about a new product that you have that they don't think about. You know, in the old days, it was a love-hate relationship between media and manufacturing from other industries that I've been in. But the savvy manufacturers learned that having the media as a friend is really a great benefit because it really can stretch your advertising dollars. And I say that because if you have a good relationship with the media and you make yourself a resource, when they're writing an article and they need some information, they're going to reach out to those that give them that information because it's just going to make your job easier. If you can say, hey, I can call this company and get some information on CRT that I need for my article, that's a benefit to both of us. And I think that gets lost in this industry, but hopefully over time, then that will improve.
I think that's a really great point because while I'm talking to you as a magazine editor, obviously there's a lot of local media that are nearby each of our manufacturers, each of our providers, even our clinicians. All of those people have local media. And I think a lot of editors would say that you do develop people who you know will answer your questions, who you know will likely come to the phone if they possibly can. And those do become the people that you sort of count on, especially if you're on deadline. You're going to go to people that have helped you in the past. So I think that's what you're sort of saying as well, not just talking to me, but if there's local media and you can make them your friends, that could also be beneficial, right?
No, that's a good point, and I think that gets overlooked a lot. And I think that has to do with not really having a marketing strategy or not really having someone that's focused on your marketing strategy. But the local aspects of advertising kind of get overlooked because you're thinking, okay, I've got to reach just this industry, and I don't have much money, so I'm not even going to waste my time because it's going to be a lesson in futility. But really getting a good relationship with your local newspapers, your local news stations. When you got a new product, people want to know what's happening in their local areas. So if you can get that on the local news, that's a win for everyone.
I'd like to move our conversation now from generally talking about marketing and what it means. I'd like to move that conversation into the very, very challenging environment that we're in currently, because it's apparent that the world will be affected by this pandemic for a lot longer than we were hoping. And for instance, increasingly we're seeing that events scheduled for early 2021, such as the Consumer Electronics Show that usually takes place in Las Vegas in January, won't be taking place in person next year. And we've also seen our Abilities Expos have canceled the rest of their in-person events for the rest of 2020. So CRT is a hands-on industry, right? We're a kick-the-tires kind of industry, and clinicians and providers are so accustomed to being able to see an in-service or go to a conference and being able to drive that new power chair and being able to try a new tilt and space mechanism. And we're also an industry that's used to talking together and being together. And we're being deprived of a lot of that in 2020 because clinics and skilled nursing facilities have drastically limited who's allowed inside due to COVID-19 concerns. And that's made it really tough to conduct and attend in-services that have become so much a part of our learning process. And those in-services, I think, also have played a huge part in the marketing strategies of a lot of manufacturers and providers. So is this a time and place to use other marketing strategies as well as a complementary device? How does a solid marketing plan help in situations like this? And what can you accomplish if you have a solid plan in place during crises times like these?
Yeah, that's actually a very good question. And unfortunately, in times like these, a lot of people look at marketing first and say, well, I need to cut my marketing budget because I've got to make some cuts somewhere. But really, a time like this is with a focused marketing strategy, you can get the most out of your dollar during this time. In this industry, I think we rely heavily on our sales team because they're so knowledgeable and they have such good relationship with the end user and the clinicians. Now, we rely very heavily on them, so that's our go-to. In a time like this, especially now with social media, it's really kind of leveled the playing field for everyone. Even smaller companies can take advantage of social media for not a lot of money. but are they doing it effectively? Are they staying in touch and in contact with their target audience? Because right now, I think a lot of people have withdrawn, and the communication is not there the way that it used to be. But you can use these current technologies to stay in front of your customer. And that's all three prongs, your dealers, your clinicians, and your end user. So now, I think, is a critical time where you should step up your marketing efforts. And even with the media, this is a good time to reach out to your media and to start talking about new products that you have. Maybe it sparks an idea for you to write a story about some new technology that's come out that you're not aware of. So I think people really need to focus on this time and just really take a look and say, okay, am I reaching everyone effectively that I can, or am I missing it? When we come out of this, am I going to be way behind everyone else that has taken advantage of all of these new technologies out there?
Okay, so after working with major CRT manufacturers for your first two decades in the industry, you recently started your own marketing business, and you're really focusing on smaller businesses, including CRT manufacturers and providers who are maybe not huge companies, but are smaller companies. That's really been your focus. What would you say to a business, whether it's a manufacturer or someone who is supplying products to the end users as a provider, what would you say to those smaller entities who want to improve their marketing, but they're really scared about how to get started? They just don't know how to get started, and they think they need a huge investment. Is it true that you need to spend a lot of money, you need to hire separate staff, you need a budget of tens of thousands of dollars at least to start creating an effective marketing plan? Is that true?
No, I think that's a big myth, and I think that's a myth that a lot of people unfortunately buy into. They think, wow, I've got to have a huge budget in marketing to make any difference. There's really a standard out there that they would say spend between 3 to 5% of your total profit on your marketing efforts. So that's going to be driven by the size of your company. But yeah, I did start this business to help small businesses because they seem to be the ones that are wearing multiple hats. And usually that marketing hat is the one that gets put on the least. And the reason for that is they just feel like they can't afford it. So you don't have to have a big budget. You really can do a lot with the new technologies for a little bit of money. And doing a small focused marketing and social media strategy is better than doing nothing at all. But I think a lot of people are afraid of it because as soon as they hear marketing consultant, they're thinking, oh, this thing costs me hundreds of thousands of dollars to get a consultant. And that's just not true. The way I have set my business up is to help multiple businesses at the same time, so we keep it affordable and you can still take advantage of the expertise and knowledge that I have 20 years in the CRT business and 30 years in marketing total. So there's just a lot of things that you need to think about that smaller companies, they just don't have time to think about them because they're focused on designing new product, getting the product that they have built out into the field. So marketing is really the last thing on the list. The bigger companies are taking advantage of it. There's some companies now that are doing a fantastic job with the marketing tools out there. And the smaller companies are the ones, like in the past, that just they feel like they don't have the money to do anything, so they don't. I would just say don't buy into the myth. Reach out to someone, reach out to me, and just ask the questions. What can we do? What can I do on my budget to make a difference and to help increase my branding and my marketing efforts?
And it's really important that these smaller companies do continue, I think, to try to tell people about their product and to do so effectively. Because I think it's my opinion that in CRT, small companies are so important to this space. I mean, historically, even the companies that are big now began as small companies, and it is a very entrepreneurial spirit, where we have some great breakthroughs in technology, some great new products, great new ideas that are introduced not all the time by the big manufacturers, but sometimes by these smaller companies. We would lose so much as an industry if these smaller companies sort of got lost in all of the noise and everything. Do you really think that now is a good time for maybe a smaller company, because the big companies can't go to shows either? Smaller companies, maybe if they can make a marketing push, if they can really commit to this, make this an investment, even on a small scale, that this could be a really great time for them to make some noise and be seen?
Yeah, I do. Unfortunately, I think the term, the new norm, has become cliche. But how we come out of this is really going to be how we do business in the future. So what are you doing? What are you changing now? So when this is over, when the virus is gone and when we're out of quarantine and lockdowns have been lifted, the way that you're doing business, is it going to help propel you into the future? Because a lot of these things, methods that we've been using now, are going to stay. Because one thing that the pandemic has done, I don't want to say that anything good has come out of it, but you can find silver linings and everything. It's made us look at things like social media and web design and marketing and branding, where we wouldn't have done that in the past because we didn't have to. Even telehealth has really seen an increase because you're forced to use it. Where in the past, people would say, well, you know, we're such a hands-on industry, I don't know if that's going to work for me. It's another opportunity to where if you have a smaller workforce or a smaller sales force, you can use a good teleconference to get the people where you wouldn't do that in the past. So I think what we're learning now will kind of propel us into the future. So I don't want to say this is our new norm, but it really has shaped and molded the way that we're going to do business in the future. So I think now it can be an effective time to look at your marketing strategy and see if there's something that you can do differently that you're not being able to take advantage of right now, and that's face-to-face. So how can you do that? Can you use social media? Can you update your website? Can you use Zoom calls and things like that with your sales team? And those need to be managed, too. You don't want just people out there going and doing whatever they want to on Zoom calls. You really need to have a strategy for them when they're getting on these Zoom calls so it doesn't just become a chat around the coffee pot. But I think now is the time to really look at your marketing strategy and see how is it going to move you into the future and what changes do you need to make.
Okay, thanks, Barry. And one last question. I know you have worked in other industries before CRT, so you have worked in other industries to build their branding, their marketing. When you compare where you've worked in these other industries to what CRT does, to what the daily mission is for Complex Rehab, it does seem to me to be a pretty bipartisan, I guess, sort of industry. Everybody agrees that Complex Rehab is a good thing, that it helps people with disabilities to be more independent, to be safer, to live the lives that they want to live. Do you think that our marketing message, our branding message, the basic message for the whole industry is a positive one, and that that can be very helpful to even small companies when they're trying to do marketing?
I think so, because it's funny, when I first got into the industry, somebody made the comment to me, you'll never leave this industry. And I laughed it off, and here I am 20 years later, and I don't want to leave. I want to stay in this industry because this industry, you get to make a difference, and that's rare. To work in an industry and to love your job and enjoy your job and get to make a difference in people's lives, we have that advantage over other industries. You know, before I worked in lawn and garden, and Bubba really doesn't care how comfortable his tractor seat is at the end of the day. So it's really not a fulfilling industry. It becomes a commodity item. This is not a commodity item. It really, everything that we do makes a difference in people's lives. So I think that's the advantage that we have over other industries that we should really take advantage of. And I think we do. I think there's a general camaraderie within this industry that you don't see in other industries. And I'll talk about competitors. Competitors actually work together in this industry, and that was new to me because the industry that I came from, and I think the industry that you came from too before this one, Laurie, that was not the case. They did not, competitors did not share information. They did not work together, and they didn't help each other out. This industry is different because you're not just helping out your competitor. You're helping out someone that really has a need. So it has really changed the landscape for how competitors work together.
Well, that's a great point. Thanks so much, Barry. I appreciate your joining me to talk about the importance of effective marketing during a pandemic and also how to build a marketing strategy that will work for you today and continue to work for you well after this is over. So with that, we'll wrap up our podcast with Barry Steelman from Steelman Marketing. If you'd like to reach out to Barry, you can contact him at barry@steelmanmarketing.com or via www.steelmanmarketing.com. Barry's also active on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Mobility Management podcasts are available for listening and downloading on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. The best way to make sure that you don't miss any of our episodes is to subscribe. You can also go onto our website, mobilitymgmt.com, to listen there. Thanks very much for being with us, and we'll be back again with another podcast soon.